This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Wisconsin hunters can now get a first look at what to expect this fall, as the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released its 2026 hunting regulations and fall hunting forecasts. For northern Wisconsin, DNR wildlife biologist Derek Johnson says the deer herd looks strong and healthy heading into the season. He says a mild to moderate winter helped boost deer survival and fawn production, with early reports showing high fawn to doe ratios across much of the North Woods. Johnson says hunters should scout early, especially in parts of Ashland, Iron, and Vilas counties, where winter ice storms and heavy snow brought down trees that could make access more difficult. He says recent timber cuts and wooded edge corridors may offer some of the best opportunities to find deer this fall. Along with the forecast, the DNR has also released this season's hunting regulations, including a new online version that will help hunters quickly find season dates, permit information, and other rules. You can learn more on the DNR's website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and UW-Madison Division of Extension are looking for volunteers to help search for aquatic invasive species during this year's Snapshot Day. After a short training, volunteers will head to nearby lakes, rivers, and wetlands to look for invasive plants and animals. Any invasive species found are reported to the DNR, which helps biologists spot new infestations and better target future control efforts. No experience or special equipment is needed, and the event is free. Anyone 8 and older can participate with an adult. In northern Wisconsin, Snapshot Day will take place in Crandon, Manitowash Waters, Lake Tomahawk, and Tomahawk on August 8th. There will also be Snapshot Day events in Turtle Lake and Luck on August 7th. Anyone interested in attending can find more information on the UW-Madison Division of Extension website. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Madison Police Chief John Patterson was interrupted by protesters yesterday afternoon who took over the news conference called to update the public after an officer-involved shooting killed a man.
The thinness of trust in the city right now did not start.
No, we can shut this down. You can stop talking because we don't want to hear anything you've been saying. You're going to say the same thing you all say every time a black body gets shot down in this city.
Police say the man was shot after showing a knife while scuffling with officers who were trying to arrest him Wednesday. Madison's Common Council President Sabrina Madison says she wants a full, transparent investigation.
I'm angry. There's like no way around it. And while we know that there will be investigations and all of that, the thing for me is that his death is final.
Four officers, including the one who fired the shot, are on administrative leave while Wisconsin's Department of Justice investigates. A $2,500 reward is now being offered to help police find whoever is responsible for shooting a dog more than 8 times in Shawano County. As we reported earlier in the week, the brown mixed breed dog, now named Sunny, was found in Maple Grove earlier this month. Sunny had more than 8 gunshot wounds, a broken leg, and multiple broken ribs. Sheriff's deputies say it appears the dog was shot several days before he was finally found on July 15th. The Center for Humane Economy and the Wisconsin Puppy Mill Project announced a $2,500 reward yesterday for information that leads to an arrest. Investigators say any piece of information, no matter how small, could prove valuable. Anyone with information is asked to call the Shawano County Sheriff's Office. Sunny is currently recovering at the Shawano County Humane Society and already has a loving home lined up once he is medically cleared. A court ruling could restore stability for Wisconsin programs that lost funding under federal cuts. A judge says the Trump administration overstepped by canceling grants based on shifting priorities. State leaders say tens of millions of dollars were affected, including support for farmers, unemployment systems, and university research. The lawsuit was filed by Wisconsin and other states. Federal officials argued they had authority, but the court disagreed. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants the Army to release its report on the Iranian attack in Kuwait that killed 6 U.S. service members in March. Baldwin says families of the fallen, along with Congress, should be told what the investigation found and what changes are being made. The attack targeted a U.S. tactical center and was one of the deadliest strikes on American troops in the conflict. Democrats have been pushing for more oversight. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
training camp next week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers training camp begins next Wednesday. Players already spotted arriving at the airport. On Monday, the annual shareholders meeting at Lambeau Field. The team's foundation making contributions to 9 social agencies, 5 in Green Bay, 4 around Milwaukee. A total of $1.6 million donated. Baseball, the Brewers and Rockies today, followed by the alumni game tonight with Ryan Braun, Jeff Jenkins. How's the team doing after being swept by the Pirates in Pittsburgh before the All-Star game?
Good, man. I mean, that's kind of what I mentioned in the interview a couple days ago is, you know, sour taste in our mouth going to the break. And I'm sure people, you know, took that a little personally and looked to strive to be better. We've seen that in the last 6 games. So, Brew Crew is doing all right.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of an isolated thunderstorm later this afternoon and again this evening. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, dropping into the low 60s tomorrow, partly cloudy and considerably more humid with a high in the upper 80s to near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.